Our support is primarily based on what we believe Madam Sirleaf can deliver, and mostly based on the need to move Nigeria forward. That's the reason. We spent pretty close to $2 million for our campaign. We got support from our people, our partisans, and so it is not only business of money that we have decided to give our support to Madam Sirleaf.
I think when I recall, the last time I talked to you, you indicated you were running for president because you felt there's certain things that the president, President Sirleaf, had not done. Now you are going to be supporting her. Did you see any conflict here?
I don't see conflict at all. I had thought that I would win. But as we stand, I'm a kingmaker. And so I would prefer to work with Madam Sirleaf, who has 6 more years to go. She has worked hard, and we believe that whatever may be some of the missteps, we all can, you know, work together to correct those steps and move forward in the interest of peace and stability for our country.
There are those who say that you are not supporting the Congress of Democratic Change of Mr. Tubman, because Mr. Tubman has said that if elected president, he would implement the Truth and Reconciliation Commission recommendations, which in fact will affect you.
Well, truly speaking, that part of the TRC discriminating us and Madam Sirleaf cannot in any way bother us legally, because that part of the TRC that incriminates people, indicting them for war crime, has legal and constitutional problems. So we're not afraid of anybody trying to persecute us, because we know at the end of the day we shall prevail, because the Constitution protects our rights to stand before our accuser. That was not the case. But what I'm talking about is that we prefer Madam Sirleaf to Mr. Tubman. TRC, no TRC, we care less about that.
I know you said you did not take money, or the Unity Party did not offer you money. What do the people of Nimba want for them to support the president?
I was in Nimba when they read the resolution. They were talking about going out there to campaign for the ruling Unity Party, that they needed certain funding to be able to facilitate the campaign. But in terms of compensation to put away the harm of the police, I would say no. They gave their support because they believe that working with Madam Sirleaf this second term, together we all can achieve something better for this country. It was not based on money. But it needs some funding in order to go out there to campaign.